Hey, and welcome to the Parenting Teen Solutions podcast, Parenting Teens with Purpose. You know, I want to welcome all our new parents who have found us online and joined us listening to our podcast very frequently. I hear a lot from lots of parents saying that they found the podcast and they've really been enjoying listening to it. Many of them have gone back to way earlier episodes that we have and gone and watched them. And someone said, I was binging on your podcast for a few hours the other day. And that was really made me feel appreciative. I'm really appreciative for everyone who tunes in to listen to our podcast. And so I want to welcome all of you. It's 2024. I know we've done a podcast already in 24, but I want to re-welcome you to the Parenting Teens podcast. And one of the things that I want us, as we step into fully now into 2024, is I want to focus on our name, like Parenting Teens with Purpose. I want to focus on how we are parents who parent with a purpose. I want us to be parents who are really looking at this parenting journey in a totally different way. And so when I think about a purposeful parent, a parent who is parenting their tweens or their teens or their children on purpose, I'm thinking of a parent who is approaching their role of parenting with a lot of intention, a lot of mindfulness, and a commitment to the well-being and development of their children. That's what I'm looking at. So those three things will come up in my mind: intention, mindfulness, and then that commitment. And here's the reason why these three things really, really matter. You see, with our intentions, when we are intentional, then we're very deliberate about our actions and our decisions. Very deliberate about it. And what we do, because we're deliberate about it, we're actively thinking. We're actively thinking about the values that we want to instill in our children when we are talking to them, when we are making decisions around them, when we are telling them what to do, when we are reacting or responding to them. We are actively thinking about the values. Like, what is the value I'm trying to exemplify here? What is the value I'm trying to teach here? What is the value I'm trying to emphasize here? Always thinking about the values in our minds as we speak. That's what makes it very intentional. It's so important because it's the values that are going to lead our children. It's the values that they're going to be their roadmaps. They're going to be situations or times in life when we're not going to be there for our children. But guess what? Our values will remain. So always have our values in mind as we speak to them, as we communicate, whatever it is that we're doing with our children. Always actively think about the values we're trying to instill in that moment, or trying to emphasize, or trying to reiterate in those moments. And then when we talk about mindfulness, for me, mindfulness means being present and being engaged while we interact with our children. Because a lot of times, what we get from our children, the communication that we hear them, when we hear them talking to us and stuff, sometimes there's a lot of things underneath what they're saying. But if we're not mindful and if we're not engaged in that communication or in that interaction, we will miss the points. We will miss the underlying things behind it. Your teenager or your child can come and say, "You know what, Mom? I'm tired. Today has just been one of those kind of days." And if you're not very mindful about what they've just said, you can say, "Oh, never mind. It will get better. Never mind. It will get better." And you just brush it all off. But if you're mindful and quite engaged, then you'll take your time to say, "Oh, okay. I hear you. Tell me about your day." Because you want to get into the foundation of why they've had such a terrible day or how today has just been. You want to find out what was underneath that. And by asking them, "Well, tell me about your day," they can then be able to share more of how they got to that feeling of not having a good day. So rather than brush it off, dismiss it, we actually get them engaged so that they can feel free to speak it out. And sometimes when they speak it out, they can even think to themselves, "Oh, that wasn't so much of a big deal. Like they would end up self-correcting themselves or self, they will end up having that resilient thing in them to kind of correct what even led them to feel that way about the day. So giving them that opportunity to actually speak out helps in a lot of ways. And then it reconnects you as well because you're actively listening, and that listening time is a quality time with you and your child. So it's a win-win in those kind of things. So mindfulness is really key. And I say commitment is commitment to your goals, commitment to the purpose. What is your purpose in parenting? What is that overall purpose? Or let's put it in the New Year language. What is your vision or what are your goals in parenting? That's really important to understand, to really write down or just kind of retell yourself about it. Because when you know your goal, when you know your purpose in this parenting journey, then you're committed to it. You stay committed. Just like you stay committed to going on a diet, you stay committed to practicing for your marathon. If you want to do a marathon, I think I want to do it, but I'm not sure of when yet. But it's part of those things I've got on my wish list. So if we want to do that, we're going to have to stay committed to the process. And so parenting on purpose requires a commitment. It requires a commitment because our children are going to go through changes and phases. They're going to go through stages. They're going to go through challenges. They're going to go through ups and downs. It's an ongoing process in parenting. And if we're not committed, then those kind of things, some kind of things can trip us. Some kind of things can make us go back to our old ways. Some kind of things can trigger us and make us not conscious of our actions, our decisions, about the words that we say. So being committed means staying committed to the goal. So that means if you don't have a goal yet, then it's about talking about what are those goals. And one of the goals that I think we talked about in the previous episode was about communication goals. What other goals are you incorporating into your parenting journey this year? Let your parenting not just be about, oh, I've got to look after, I've got to do this. Let it not just be about the role itself, but let it be about more than that, the relationship, the connection, the peace, the calm, the quality times. That's what I would share for us today. And that looking into those three things, being intentional, being mindful, and staying committed. Those are our pillars here in parenting our children with purpose. Our purpose is so important because that's what guides us, that's what helps our values, and that's what leads us. So I will say as we wrap up, what's your purpose in parenting? Or what are your goals in parenting? What are you staying committed to this year and always in your parenting journey? I'd love to hear from you. Contact us on Instagram and let's talk. Let's talk and let's share what's your actual purpose in parenting in your own words. And I'd love to hear from you. And remember, if you've got any challenges that you're facing at the moment, do get in touch with us through our Instagram platform or our Facebook group. We have a Facebook group. Do get in touch with us there and we will talk these things through. And there are more things that we have coming up this year. We have Spot Tuesdays where we're going to be answering parents' questions on a Tuesday live on YouTube. So that's going to be starting next Tuesday. So please bring in your questions, send in your questions and come in live or watch the replay on YouTube, where I'm going to be answering many of your questions. So I'm looking forward to what we have to bring for you, what we get to bring for you actually, in 2024. So excited about it and loving it all the way. God bless you. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a fantastic rest of the week.